T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I learned one thing since I've been here. You gotta fight for your right to party!
Welcome to my home.
Rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip.
What up, Kansas City? What up?
What up?
Something happened yesterday? Let's stop the show and start that whole thing over. Just stop it and start it all over. I cannot believe it.
I learned one thing since I've been here. You gotta fight for your right to fight.
What the hell?
What happened?
Yo, I heard the rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip. Ladies have dress full of your quip.
I think there's still confetti falling out of the sky.
I'm just going to do this. We got Ryan Lilja joining us at 2:45 Aww. This afternoon. Good friend of mine. Great guy. I lined him up. He won a Super Bowl with the Indianapolis Colts with Peyton Manning before coming to the Kansas City Chiefs. So Ryan will join us at 2:45 this afternoon. I think he offers a unique perspective.
Sure.
A, he played for Kansas City. B, he won a Super Bowl. So
what was that like?
We're going to visit with Ryan Lilja at 2:45 this afternoon, if you can stick around. I know we're not a sports station, and we're not breaking anything down. We're not getting into, you know, Garoppolo only threw 8 passes in the entire game against Green Bay last night on Fox. We're not getting into that kind of stuff. That's for the other guys on AM signals, okay? Damn!
It's so great. And how many of you listening are going to go? Because we looked at the flights just for fun last night. I am not going, but we looked at the flights out of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And the flights were like $1,300. And that's not even a direct flight. So you have got to have some serious cash laying around to hop a plane to Miami in 2 weeks. Well, and that doesn't even count the ticket cost.
And I would just love to hear from people who were at the stadium yesterday. I bumped into a lady today who got a last-minute ticket to the game.
Oh.
And we were just having a brief conversation. The only words that kept coming out of her mouth were, what? She was deaf.
She couldn't hear a thing.
She could barely hear the words coming out of my mouth.
Well, and people are going to be hoarse today. They are going.
She was also hoarse.
I love that the mayor said last night, everybody just take tomorrow off.
Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor Lucas. I love it.
Do you have his number?
We should absolutely get him to come in.
We need to get him to call in.
Because I thought that was the funniest thing. And then I remembered, well, it's MLK, so a lot of people have the day off anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But people are hoarse. They are probably hungover. You probably have confetti if you were there in places that you did not know existed on your body. Because I could not believe... How much confetti... Did you see all those cutaways?
We were talking about that. There was a lot of confetti, but I think they used kind of an illusionary trick. I think, and I wasn't at the game, I think they had blowers on the field that kept kicking it back up.
Like, my God.
You know what I mean? That just, as it was falling, it would kick it back up into the air. But I don't know. If not... those guys are going to be out there all winter cleaning that stuff up.
The current average resale price for tickets is $6,002. Not 6,000.
You don't want to leave the two on the table.
6,002.
Right.
Fans can get in the door for around 4,500. The best seats in the house are going for more than $27,000.
Okay, that's $9,000. Well, never mind. That's bad math.
Let's not do math.
That's $7,000, basically a quarter.
The best seats in the house are going for more than $27,000.
Kelly's brother was there. He lost his voice.
Oh, there's no way if you were there last night that you have a voice. You probably have a headache. You probably got ringing in the old ears just from the noise.
It's cold tinnitus.
Oh, my goodness. Look, I know we're not here to break down football.
We're not. We're here to talk
but
about
when
football,
Patrick
though.
Mahomes took that ball and started running right on the edge, I thought, well, he's going to run out, you know, to safety because we don't want anyone to hurt him. And then he kept going and plowed through two defenders and went into the end zone. We were watching in a bar. I think everyone crapped their collective pants because it was right after that, and then we scored again. It was okay.
Was there like a mad rush for toilet paper?
Well, it was just okay to start to believe that this was going to happen. It was okay to start to believe that this was going to happen.
You know, and I know the old joke on this show is that I'm the old fogey. Okay? And maybe I am. I am 48 years old. The Chiefs have never been in the Super Bowl while I have walked on this planet.
Nope.
Ever.
Me either.
Shut up.
Do you know who became emotional discussing this win in the most beautiful way? And I mean emotional.
No, Dana, who?
Chris Ketz cried some tears of joy.
The Ketzer?
Yes.
Couldn't Kansas control City himself?
Was so excited, just overwhelmed with good feelings for the city that he loves so much. And he knows how important this is and what this means for our city. At one point, Lara reaches over with like a tissue and dabs his eyes.
What?
And I'm in the kitchen. I go, is he crying?
Is this a joke? Kansas City's anchor man has no emotion.
Just overcome with good feelings about this city and what this means for this city.
Hi, it's Chris.
Yeah, oh, no, nope. He's like, not talking about my tears.
Come on, you big baby.
I mean, I will say, I don't think he was the only one. I don't think he was the only one. What a time.
So he got a little...
What a time to be alive.
A little teary-eyed last night.
In this town.
Huh? Little tissues, please. Now I need tissues.
Tissues. I need tissues.
I'm going to free that line up. Hopefully he'll call back.
It's so good. It's just so good.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. Obviously, I don't need to tell you what an amazing thing this is for our town. We'll talk about anything but the stats. I don't want to talk about Garoppolo and eight passes and we got to stop the running game in 2 weeks. I couldn't care less about that.
But if you were there, I'd love to hear from you if you were there.
What was the atmosphere like?
I have friends who ended up going at the very last minute, Scott, and you almost cannot imagine being there to witness just when he took that knee at the end. Wow. That this is actually happening for the first time in 50 years. We are going to the Super Bowl.
You know what else I learned yesterday during the game? Patrick Mahomes has more endorsements than Dana and Parks.
Got to strike while the iron's
My
hot.
My God, that guy's like on every damned commercial in America.
And that's okay. And that's okay.
Sheesh. Chris Ketz, hello.
Oh,
stop it!
Mr. Ketz!
Hi, honey!
Hi. What's going on?
Kansas City's anchorman. Rumor is around town that you may have shed a tear yesterday.
I did. Lara started. Lara was first. She started it.
I thought you were to have no emotion.
Lara Moritz started it. It's her fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I said, Chris? You, more than anyone, you know what this means and how long this city has waited for this moment.
Listen, there are a bunch of people, myself included, who... In my case, I had season tickets starting in 84 and, you know, have watched some really bad football in some really horrible conditions. But people who, and I'm not talking about me, but people who have stuck with this team through thick and thin, over decades. And, to finally go to the big game, was just so cool. And did I get caught up in the moment? Yeah. Should I have gotten caught up in the moment? Professionally, probably not, but what the
hell? Why not? I was shocked because the way I see you deliver the news every night, I just assumed you never had an emotion in your entire life.
My wife will disagree with that, but you know, I'll let her fill in the gaps.
Well, I thought it was a beautiful moment when Laura wiped your eye, and yes, I thought it was very sweet. I thought he's going to smudge his makeup.
Well, that's what she said.
Do you need me to send over a dress? I mean, come on, man.
There goes my man card, right?
Yeah, and I think someone, speaking of dress, is packing to head south.
Yeah, we'll be there. Yeah, we will be there. I'm actually at KCI right now, heading out of town on a different story down the road. I'll be gone for most of the week. And then
this is the first Dana's heard of this, by the way.
We're going big on this, folks. I'm just here to tell you. We'll be there starting next weekend. Lara's going down first, and then I will join her later in the week in Miami. But we're sending a ton of people. We're going to have this thing covered like nobody's business. This is one of the biggest moments in the city's history in half a century, and we're going to be there.
All right, buddy. Hey, glad you finally realized what an emotion feels like. And thank you for calling back.
I told you it was Laura's fault. She made me cry.
I understand.
Yep.
All right. We love you, brother. Be safe, okay?
Bye, honey.
You too. All right.
All right. Bye. Take care.
Yeah, he's packing some red and yellow ties and is going to Miami.
576-7798.
No, you never know what the world is gonna show you. It ain't up to you. You always think it's gonna happen to another person, and it's never ever gonna happen to you. You got your friends, you got your money, got your family, got your honey. You think you got a million days, but then life comes along and it knocks you right down to the ground. And that's why I say that everybody ought to hug somebody at least once a day. And everybody ought to kiss somebody at least once a day.
Every year in January, Kelly and I decide to do like a little, just one night. We go out, have a nice dinner. We get a room at the Intercontinental on the Plaza. You know, a little fun.
It's good.
A little romance. Not like that. Kind of. But anyway. It just happened to be that we had made our reservations for Saturday. So we go out to the Fox and Pearl. We had 5 o'clock reservations. Okay. We like an early dinner. We get to the hotel.
What are you, 90?
Like to metabolize our meal.
Do you have any availability at 5 o'clock? Yes, we have all availability at 5 o'clock. Pick your seat.
Pick your own table, sir. So anyway.
Closest thing we have is 6:30.
We get to the hotel about 6:30. And we've been informed that we've been upgraded to the 10th floor. Free of charge, basically. And we have access to the 11th floor. This will come in just a second. We have access to the 11th floor concierge lounge.
Yeah.
For breakfast or appetizers, should we desire.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah. So anyway, we get our room on the 10th floor. It overlooks the plaza. It's beautiful. You know, we relax. We're watching a movie. And we're nerds, so we like to get to bed a little early. Which, by the way, quit texting me at 10:30 at night. I'm already asleep. Mm-hmm. And you did that again on Saturday. You're driving me crazy. I love you. Anyway, Scott, did you and Kelly dust the mantle? I'm not going to talk about what happened on Saturday. Anyway, we're watching a movie. It ends at 9:30, and we decide to turn the TV off and head to bed. Okay? Apparently, that's when the Chiefs rally started on the 11th floor. because the place was packed with out-of-town Chiefs fans.
Right.
They had some 80s rock and roll band up there.
Phenomenal.
I don't know. All I heard was... So we heard that, and I'm like, oh, man. We called down to the front desk about 10:30 after this party had been going on for an hour, and it was literally right above our room.
Question, please.
What's going on the 11th floor, Mr. Front Door Man, or Front Desk Man? He says, that's the Chiefs rally. Kelly says, and at what time will that be expiring? And I could hear through the phone, he goes, midnight. I'm like, oh, hell. I haven't seen midnight since I was in college.
I was going to ask you, Leonard, who at Leonard. Your age
Boomer.
Goes to dinner at 5 o'clock and is in bed at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night downtown?
We especially downtown. When it's a romantic date
We were on the
night.
Plaza. We're already taking care of that.
Wow, Eunice.
Okay. Simmer down.
That's something on the eve of the biggest day the city's ever seen.
We wanted to be rested for the Chiefs game at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Let me guess. You leaned out the balcony and yelled
because
up to the other balcony. Quiet down, youngins.
No, we did not. We did not.
Okay. You have the bedtime habits of someone that is maybe octogenarian-ish.
We like our rest.
Okay. Okay.
And we got none of it.
Okay.
Lindsay in Blue Springs. Hello, Lindsay. 576-7798. What up?
Hi. I was just calling. We were at the Chiefs game yesterday. Uh-huh. My family, we've had season tickets since about the 60s. And so being able to see them finally win and bring home that trophy with my dad and my brother, who we've all shared so many games with, it was just absolutely amazing. And then also, not only that, but sitting by the people that we've sat next to for years,
yes,
all other season ticket holders, just all of us sharing that together, it was definitely an experience that will not be forgotten.
Since the 1960s, huh?
Yeah, so my grandfather started them, and over the years, we've up to the tickets, and then when he passed away, my dad took them over, and then just a few years ago now, my brother, he takes them, but we all still get to go together, and it's our Sunday ritual during
that's
the Chiefs season.
Beautiful,
good for you.
Lindsay.
576-7798.
He got out of his car, and he's like old. He's like, I don't know, older than you, Scott.
Okay. 576-7798. Just your thoughts about what happened yesterday. We're not breaking any game down, okay? We're not talking about Patrick Mahomes threw for 295 yards, three touchdowns, ran for one. I don't care about that stuff. I just want your emotion, your thoughts, your feelings. Most of you listening right now, we're not even alive, like I wasn't, the last time the Chiefs went to the Super Bowl. 576-7798. Former Chief and Super Bowl winner, Ryan Lilja, will be joining us at 2:45 this afternoon.
She says we gotta hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We got each other, and that's a lot for us. We'll give it a shot. Oh, we're halfway there. Oh,
that's not nice, Dexter. From 6166, I believe it is, if I read your number correctly. My eyes are failing. Scott may not have been alive during the last Super Bowl, but he eats dinner at the same time with people who were. That's just cold.
No, that's funny.
That's just cold. Mm-hmm. Not wanting to get into violence on a day of celebration, but what the hell happened last night outside of that club? 17 people shot. 2 were killed.
One of those killed was the gunman.
Gene Peters Baker, you know, they're asking anyone with cell phone footage of this to please help police out. She says, quote, "It's hard to stand here and talk about this kind of tragedy on really one of the best days Kansas City has had in a long time. And one of the images that caught my eye in the news about this, it was actually a story out of Topeka, was they posted this lounge, posted on their business page, something called Sold Out Sundays, and the Chiefs is featured in the artwork, okay? Now follow me here. The artwork says Sold Out Sundays, okay. Let's Go, followed by Doors Open at 10 p.m. Now let's think about this. It is a Sunday night after the biggest Chiefs game in the history of this city.
Well, in the last 50 years, yes.
Certainly that anyone that's going to be at this dance club can remember.
Yes.
I am not victim blaming. I'm really not. And I am certainly, my heart breaks for the families of those who are injured and struggling for their lives today.
17 people shot.
But why would you open a bar at 10 p.m. when you have to, on some level, understand that there are a lot of people in this city who have probably been celebrating all day long?
Okay.
And on a Sunday night, and I know people had today off work, and so maybe that factored into this. I just feel like if I owned an establishment, the worst idea to me would be on a day like yesterday, when everyone's been drinking all day, that we're going to open our doors for another party to start at 10 p.m. Now, and maybe everyone showed up sober at 10 p.m. I don't know. But to me, that's a recipe for disaster just because of the celebratory nature of what yesterday was.
Well, but maybe the club opens at 10 p.m. on a regular basis. We don't know that it doesn't.
Maybe.
Okay. And maybe they don't normally open on Sunday, but today was a day off for most people. Yesterday was a big Chiefs win. We're opening the club up at 10 p.m. Come on over. You're thinking like a 44-year-old Johnson County woman, as I'm thinking as a 48-year-old Johnson County man. Yeah. I'm not thinking through the mind of a 22-year-old single guy who watched the game all day.
See, I'm thinking
doesn't
like that.
Have a drinking problem.
I'm thinking of that guy's mother, because right. I would have said to my son, there is no way in hell you are going out to somewhere with the doors opening after people have been drinking essentially probably since 9, 10 a.m.
Well, but when you go to a club like that, you're also not anticipating that somebody's going to get out of their car and just open fire on the line.
And that wouldn't have been my concern. My concern would be disorderly conduct. It would be bar fight. It would
DUIs.
Be DUI.
Sure.
It would just be, you know. And it's
just stupid, drunk stuff.
Just sickening. You know, again, they are asking if you have any footage of what happened, how it happened, to please contact the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department.
You know, it's actually kind of embarrassing because I was watching GMA this morning. And, of course, you know, they go through the normal headlines, impeachment tomorrow, this and that, or not impeachment, but trial tomorrow, all that other stuff. And then they do the obligatory, you know, hey, we got the Super Bowl figured out, and here's the highlights from the games yesterday.
And oh, by the way.
And then right after that, Robin Roberts went into the shooting outside of a club in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yep.
And I was just, I'm sitting there on my couch, sipping my coffee. I'm like, oh.
Which plays right into what I tell you in the break.
I didn't know anything about it until I heard about it on GMA. It plays into the stereotype that Kansas City has a violence problem. And I don't even know that it's a stereotype. It's a fact.
Oh, it's a fact.
Yeah.
Baker even says way too many people are armed.
Yeah.
And it was a security guard who apparently stopped the gunman. So
good.
At least they had security. And I'm happy for that, that it wasn't. And it's so bad, but I'm happy that it was not worse than it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had security there.
So what did this guy do? Just get out of his car and just open fire? I mean, Rebecca, are we aware of a motive or anything
There's no known motive right now. There's rumors that say that people were cutting in line. And that's when the shooting happened.
Good God. To get it, they're cutting in line, so I'm going to go to prison for the rest of my life?
Or be dead.
People are dumb.
Because the gunman is reportedly one of those who died.
Oh, did you cut me in line? Oh, I'm going to have to pull out my gun and shoot
Scott,
you.
We talk about this. It goes back to conflict resolution where an overwhelming percentage of the violence in Kansas City is traced back to
bad conflict resolution skills.
Non-existent conflict resolution skills.
Yep.
Non-existent.
I know we'll get into this probably right after the 3 o'clock hour, but we're going to talk to Ryan Lilja here in just a few minutes. So I'm going to try to save as much time as we can for him. But we will get into that after 3 o'clock. We need the county prosecutor just held a news conference. I don't know if the police chief was there. I'm assuming he probably was. Be surprising if he wasn't. And we'll talk about that after 3 o'clock. But we have Ryan Lilja, former Kansas City Chief, Super Bowl champion with the Indianapolis Colts. He'll be joining us here in just a moment on Dana and Parks.
Foremost champions, West Division, playoffs bound and father of the rivers. Tom is old now, older than the trees, bigger than the mountains, taller than Drew Brees. Pat Mahomes,
okay, I don't
take me home.
Okay. This ain't John Denver.
To the place we belong.
Can I get you?
No. All right, welcome back. It's 2:48. Joining us on the KMZ hotline, friend of mine and former Kansas City Chief, Super Bowl champion with the Indianapolis Colts, Ryan Lilja. What is up, my friend?
Hey, buddy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, man, and the best of your family. You grew up in Kansas City. You played for Kansas City. How big was the party at your house last night?
probably not as big as you might think, man. We got four little kids under eight, and so we had some family over, a couple of friends. But, it's kind of tough to focus on a football game when the kids aren't napping. Yeah, they're everywhere. It was fun, man. I got to watch the end of the game with all my kiddos and my best friend and my mom and my sister, my wife and my mother-in-law. And we ate a bunch of food, and it was historic. Pretty cool.
You know, you obviously played with Indianapolis when they won, I believe it was Super Bowl 41, if memory serves me right. Can't believe it's been that long ago. What is going through the players' minds right now, the day after they won the championship and are getting ready 2 weeks from yesterday to go to Miami?
Fortunately or unfortunately, it's all logistics that they're talking about right now, right? It's you're going to get down there. You know you're going to have a bed and a bus to take you to practice and all that. But going over the schedule and getting all the people that you care about, you know, it's the biggest game in this town in 50 years, and it's the biggest game in all those guys' lives. So they want you got 16 tickets, at least when I went to a couple of Super Bowls, and so you gotta narrow it down to the 16 people that you want there.
Oh, Ryan, wait, say that again. You get 16
tickets.
I thought you said six team. You get 16 tickets per player?
Okay. What we got. Yeah, per player.
Who was number 17 on your list?
You were, Scott.
I don't remember, but it changes. It's kind of uncomfortable because you have parties and you have post game stuff, and you might only get 10 passes for your table at a post game deal. So you bring 16 people down. I remember my poor uncle from Seattle, aunt and uncle, and my girlfriend's folks at the time. They didn't get to go, but you got to make those tough decisions. And in the meantime, you're trying to win. You know, it's a lot more fun to win the game than lose the game, and so you're focused on the game, which is tough to do with all the crap going on. You're traveling, the media, You're in a new place. It's a challenge, man.
So what's it like? I mean, to be a player going there for the first time, just what do you remember thinking when you get down there? It has to be a mind-blowing, cool time.
Yeah. Well, I'll speak for myself. I was thinking, hey, man, it ain't over. Don't screw it up, right? I was on a team with a bunch of guys that are going to be in the Hall of Fame, and I didn't want to be the weak link, and I was nervous. I mean, I was terrified. So that was my deal, was just try to have a laser focus on doing your job, and then don't get caught up and lost in all the it's a party, you know? I mean, it's a party for everybody else down there except for the guys on the field. So you can't really get that. You can't get sucked into that. So it didn't really soak in at how cool being there and winning was until probably a little while afterwards. But you're still caught up in it. It's been a long season for those guys, and you're still kind of caught up in that. You're getting treatment. Your body's probably never felt worse in your career. So you're just duct taping yourself, you know, together to try to do one last game and play as well as you can.
You got
to
get duct tape before you even get out of bed.
Oh, brother. What do you think I'm doing right now? I just got on my inversion table. I got my foam roller. I'm about to get on my stationary bike. And that's the reality when you play in that game for a long time. So, but yeah, those guys, man, listen, today was all about logistics. Okay. We're packing up. We're going to be, and there's 2 weeks, right? So you never have 2 weeks in between games. So mm-hmm. you got to fight boredom. You're out of your routine. A lot of your coaches having 2 weeks, they think, well, you know, they try to reinvent the wheel and change things and then change it back. And it's a little hectic, man. It's unlike any other game. Football players are all about routine and habit, and this game is nothing about routine and habit, so it throws you off.
Do you practice between the championship game and the Super Bowl, or do you just go over film and stuff and walkthroughs?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'll practice, and those guys will probably go down Sunday or Monday next week. You'll check in. You'll have media day, maybe Tuesday, which is a total zoo and just has only gotten more insane, I think, since I was there. But, you know, and the whole time you're just thinking, I got a job to do.
Well, and Ryan,
it has nothing to do with media day or, you know, getting my brother-in-law into a party. Right?
I've always thought, Ryan, with respect to media day, I feel a little bit bad for you guys, because how many times can you answer, are you excited to be here? You know, what are your goals? Well, winning, duh.
What's your superstition?
I mean, how many times can you answer that stuff? And you've got to do it with a smile on your face again and again and again.
Yeah, you got to be a good sport. But you know, you also got to understand that that's what moves the needle. And that's why guys are making the salaries that they're making, is because there's a lot of eyeballs on this game and on the sport and on the players. And so you kind of got to play the part, but it certainly gets tiring after a while. And that's why you see a lot of canned responses and boring answers to questions, because, you know, guys are fed up. You're not a mouthpiece. You're not a media personality. You're a football player, but you kind of got to play both.
Mm. We're talking with Ryan Lilja, former Kansas City Chief, also won a Super Bowl with the Indianapolis Colts. I don't mean to age you here, but 13 years ago. I'm not rubbing it in. I'm older than you are, friend.
Hey, it feels longer than that.
What do you do with your Super Bowl ring? Do you ever wear it? Where does it sit?
You know what? We were just talking about this the other day, because my kids are now kind of into it, right? They dusted off one of my old helmets. And they, you know, my oldest brought it to school for show and tell. And so now it's all about the Chiefs in this town. And so we kind of realized that my kids don't remember ever seeing it. And so it's tucked away in a locked drawer that I don't really take it out very much, because I don't trust myself. It's a liability, man. That thing is like a hubcap on your hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, unless you're looking for attention, it's really not practical to put on. But I'll probably dust it out, you know. I'll probably dust it out. I'm thinking about taking my wife and going down there with some friends. And,
aww,
you know, that was kind of the scene of so we lost one to the Saints 10 years ago down there. And, we, you know, both of them were in Miami. So I might get down there and see some old friends and go check out the game. So I'll probably bring it, but I'm a little nervous about dusting it off. Last time I looked at it, it had some barbecue sauce in it. And I was thinking, I got to go take this into the civil and get it cleaned up.
Well,
hey, Ryan, real quick. What, like, What is it like? Do your kids know? Do you remember Tiger Woods when he won the Masters? He said something to his kids like, I know it's hard for you to believe, but I was kind of a big deal years ago, and yeah. I was kind of good at what I did.
But now you're just dad.
Now you're just dad. Right. What's it like for them, just your dad? I mean, do you explain to them this was a really big deal?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, not regularly, but when they bring it up, and their attention span is pretty short, so that you know, their jaw will hit the floor, and they'll say something like, "So you were kind of famous," and then it's on to the next thing, right? I mean, you know, just when you're kind of dusting off the memories, they're moving on to something.
Yeah, can you Venmo me?
Yeah, exactly. They've got, you know, I think they think it's cool. When they think about it, and now my son, you know, he wants to be a football player, and you can't really tell me why, but you know, so it's pretty neat. The highlight for me was watching the game with them last night and putting my boy on my lap and saying, "This is historic, man.
Oh,
we just saw the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl." So hopefully, you know, they'll remember that, or maybe he'll remember that one day that, hey, I got to see the game that the Chiefs the Super Bowl. But hopefully it's trumped by watching.
Do former players get tickets, Ryan? Do you mind if I ask, like, because you played, do people?
You know, it's a hot ticket, and that stadium's only gotten smaller, way I understand it. They did a remodel. There's a lot more suites. To answer your question, maybe some do. It's a hot ticket. I certainly don't. I've got a lot of text messages and phone calls from some people asking if I had access. But if we go, I'm buying them just on the secondary market. So I'll pay it through the nose. But again, I look back at the Royal stuff. I'm up here in my workout room, and I've got a bunch of Royal stuff from 14, 15, and we think back. I have such fond memories of this town going through that, and I think this is, you know, this is the same thing. So we're thinking we're going to go down and be a part of it.
Well, Ryan, before we let you go, I'm going to call your bluff on you never wearing that ring, because I've seen Ace Ventura, the movie, and when he's looking for that damn dolphin, every player that he is stalking is wearing their ring, and they punch him in the forehead, and then he checks the ring marks on his forehead.
Oh, that's right, man. That's classic. Yeah, well, listen, if it's in a movie, it's got to be true, right?
All right, brother. Hey, thanks for joining us. It was great to talk to you, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
You got it, Scotty. Be good.
All right, man. Be good. That is Ryan Lilger, former former Kansas City Chief and Super Bowl winner with the Indianapolis Colts. He was the starting center for Peyton Manning. In both of the two Super Bowls that they played in.
I love that you were able to get him to join us today.
He's a good cat. He's a really good cat.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.